You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't think so, because listening to that back, Al, you weren't mad, and sympathetic isn't the right term either. That Taylor said he usually gets sympathy. You were just contemptuous. You were like, man,
no problem.
Whatever, dude. They haven't. What'd you say? 29 years?
Well, 2006.
I think they have the. Okay, I only know this because every time the Lakers play the Kings, which they play the Kings tonight. You know, we'll bring it up in the pregame show. Okay, how long is the playoff drought? They have the longest playoff drought. The last time they were in the playoffs, Brad Miller was on the team.
Ron Artest.
Mike Bonzi Bibby Wells was on the team. So, like, I actually
Reggie Theus, was he the off guard? Was Reggie
not that
Theus
long ago
knocking down shots?
I respect when there's fans out there that's their squad, and their squad has been that bad for that long, and that's still their squad. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the idea, right? If you could just jump around, you'd go, oh, I'm a Warriors fan, and now I'm a Bucks fan, and I'm a Lakers fan, and a Heat fan.
They've had an awful, awful stretch, and the fact that you're still a fan of the Sacramento Kings, hey, I respect it.
So, Taylor, somewhere like in the back of your closet, is there like a Scott Pollard jersey or something back there that you own? Like, what are we talking about?
I've got a Bibby. I've got a Tyreek Evans.
Do you really?
Jason
Williams. You're kidding right now. You don't actually own these things.
I promise.
Well, wait. If his era was Mike Bibby and Jason Williams, then that's not too. The Tyreek Evans is a little bit of a stretcher. That's you.
Well, that's what I thought. There was going to be a turnaround. He had a rookie of the year.
You know what that is? You know what that is? That's Monte Ellis in a Warriors jersey, right?
Oh,
like where people were like, "Oh, Monte Ellis," right? And they were all so mad when he eventually got traded, and then look what happened. So
you didn't want to get on the Marvin Bagley Jr. train? You didn't want that jersey, Taylor?
Maybe
what happened
a De'Aaron
there?
Fox, but Bagley,
that one
really hurts.
All right, so Slee, you got pregame show tonight, right?
Yep.
What time?
Tonight is 5:30, tip off at 7.
Okay, 5:30 pregame show, and our mutual friend Michael Thompson is a very smart guy. Because I'm going to ask you a question, and that setup, you should be able to get this right.
Okay.
Ja Morant became just the second youngest NBA player ever to average 25 points per game during a 10-game winning streak. Do you know who the other one is?
Say it to me one more time.
Okay. Ja Morant is the second youngest player to average 25 points per game with a 10-game winning streak. Who is the other?
Is it a current player?
No, think Michael Thompson. What does Michael always say?
I'm just going to say Magic.
Wilt Chamberlain. The answer is always Wilt Chamberlain.
God.
Yeah.
You're just doing that a couple days ago.
I know. Right. Well, that's the thing. And you say, yeah. It's probably sometimes Wilt Chamberlain, and they just put it on TV, and they saw him like, well, Michael was right again. The answer to the question is, who is the other guy to blank? It is
Wilt Chamberlain.
Always Wilt Chamberlain and Ja Morant and Wilt. Did you see Ja doing that work last night?
You know what's interesting? So, you know, we were talking about – this is actually a good tie into the Lakers because we were spending some time on this yesterday. We were saying that, all right, what is the let's kind of think here. What's the Lakers' marquee win this year? It's really difficult to try to find one. And then on Sunday, the Lakers played the Memphis Grizzlies. You and I both agreed that, hey, if they were to win that game, Michael and I were talking about in the pregame show, if they win that game, that's their best win of the season. They had won 8 games in a row. They were obviously coming towards they were not just hot, but they were also just a squad that, you know, obviously everybody's kind of starting to look at a little bit differently. So they end up winning. They end up being the Lakers. That's 9 in a row. And then yesterday, I'm getting ready to do Lakers talk, and I'm looking at the scores, and it's the Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. Ireland sends out a tweet. Hey, if you guys aren't watching this game, watch it on NBA TV. And here are the Grizz. They win their 10th game in a row, and it's all behind, obviously, Ja Morant and some of these other players. Trav, maybe we were maybe us talking about how the elite teams in the NBA and not including the Memphis Grizzlies, even though I'm still not going to put them in that conversation simply because they're just so incredibly young, maybe this is definitely one of those where you got to start including them in the conversation. Okay, we'll get Travis back here in just a second. I do think when you do look at what you got me, Trav. All right, no Travis Rogers right there. I do think when we talk about Ja Morant and specifically Ja Morant, that actually will lead us into today's stat hero of the day is Ja Morant. Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa show. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 100% deposit match. I do think that, you know, part of some of the MVP conversation, Travis and I were going to talk about it, so we'll do this in a little bit as well. So part of the conversation, Ja Morant has to be a part of that MVP conversation, but there's another player that should be a part of that MVP conversation, and we know that that certainly hasn't been the case so far this season, is LBJ, LeBron. LeBron being a part of the MVP conversation. T-Rod, you back?
I think so. Can you hear me?
You know what's funny? When we do these and you're still on Zoom, I have no idea that, like, I'm just looking at you and I'm like, well, what are you doing? Why aren't you talking?
Did you
see just thought that you went away for a while.
I said something to you and you started talking and I couldn't hear you. And then I look over at my little screen on the unit we use, the Comrex.
Yeah.
And it was a screen I had never seen before. I'm like, well, that can't be good. That seems like a problem.
Well, the best is when I'm actually talking to you and I could see you and I'm waiting for you to respond. I'm like, all right, so you have no interest in this? You brought it up. I didn't even bring up Ja Morant. You brought up Ja Morant.
Yeah, I'm curious what you said about Ja Morant because I was kind of invested in what we were talking about with Michael and stuff. But, yeah, just the gremlins got a hold of my Comrex all of a sudden.
Brings up a conversation and is like, nah, I'm good.
We should just gone back to the Kings, have Taylor just defend the Kings for forever.
I was going to say, give me the cliff notes. Ja Morant, an MVP candidate? Yes, right? For sure.
No question about it. No question about his MVP. And this is what's going to hurt Braun in the MVP conversation.
What? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kidding.
This is what's going to hurt Braun in the MVP conversation. What's going to hurt him is you're 21 and 20. Ja Morant is not only having a great season, they're winning. They've won 10 games in a row. Beat the Warriors yesterday. I think I'd already mentioned to you, wasn't that they were the only team that had beat the Suns and the Warriors at one point. I don't know
beat
if that's
Warriors
changed, but
add
another one to the list there of beating the Warriors. So they're incredibly young. They're real deal. But, I don't know how much noise they'll make in the playoffs. Maybe get to the second round or something along those lines.
Did you see him stare down that kid last night?
I don't know if I fully understood what was going on there. It was a kid rocking a Warriors jersey.
Yes. Yeah. So Ja makes a play. And he kind of goes into the crowd, right? Like, it's one of those things his momentum kind of carries him into the crowd a little bit. And place is going – and there's a kid that he's right next to who's wearing a Warriors jersey. And Ja kind of looks at him like, what are you doing with that here? Like, no. He kind of gives him that stare down, hard eye kind of deal. He was cool. He's like, somebody get me that kid's number. I'm going to send him a We Memphis. And we'll send him a Grizzlies jersey. It was perfect. I love it when you see these guys kind of blossom into who they're going to be. Like, this is going to be a dude in this league for a long time.
Well,
he's starting to get that swag that comes along with it. It's just fantastic.
Think about it, too. I mean, think about Zion was all the hype. All the hype. Do you remember the, what was it, the lottery draft where they had the camera inside, like, the New Orleans, it was the front office or it was, like, the sales team or whatever it was. I can't remember exactly what it was. I want to say it was actually the ticket sales team and front office, blah, blah, blah. And once they knew they got the number one pick, everyone just blew up. They went crazy. It's Zion Williamson. Think about the hype coming in for Zion coming into the NBA. And here's Ja Morant, again, no one really talking about him. Ends up going number two, and now people are talking about, well, how can you not have him start with Steph Curry in the backcourt of this upcoming All-Star game?
I think the reason the New Orleans front office exploded when they got that number one pick is they knew that the pregame meal was going to be far more elaborate now that Zion was coming to the organization than Ja Morant. They're going to have to really make sure that Zion felt pretty good about it. ESPN Radio is brought to you by
Do you remember when the Kings traded picked Bagley over Luka?
It was a mistake. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. That was a bad day for the Kings. One of many. Apparently, Taylor is not the only one. Tim in L.A. Tim, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Tim?
Hey, fellas. I just want to chime in. You know, it's tough to live in L.A. and have passion for the Kings, but when I was 9 years old, my dad got me a Nate Archibald jersey in 1973. Number one, Kansas City Kings jersey of old Nate. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Still a Kings fan?
Yeah.
So you followed them from Kansas City to Sacramento, and you just stayed with them the whole way?
You know, I followed them because, you know, my head was being to follow sports and looking at the sports page when I was 9, 10, 11 years old. I got to be candid. You know, I'm a Lakers Showtime to my blood. But I was so passionate about the game and watching the franchise move and then watching them come so close so many times. And you got to share the ring, in my opinion. You know, there are 30 teams fighting it out, and I just wanted them to get one. So I've kind of kept that porch light on for them ever since.
Yeah, well, that's you need truth. To change that bulb because that ain't happening anytime soon. That's
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I go back to this. Nothing wrong. That's your team. What are you going to do?
I have an idea. I'm very glad you asked that because I have an answer. I have an answer on exactly what you do. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So we've got today's winner on our show. You're going to want to listen all day long. You got more chances to win those tickets to the Genesis Invitational. But Felix Campos from East L.A., you have your pair of tickets to go see what is one of my favorite events of the year, the Genesis Invitational at Riviera Country Club. And, Felix, you are entered into the contest to win a dream foursome at Riv with yours truly. So, Al, I get to go play Riviera again. Can't wait.
It's awesome.
I can't wait. I am already looking forward to it. I've got my clothes figured out. The whole thing. It is going to be an epic day. So good luck to you, Felix. I hope it works out. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com.
By the way, so a couple things to promote here, real quick. We got Laker tickets to give away tomorrow. Mm-hmm. On Friday, we're giving away Rams Cardinals tickets for Monday. And then also tomorrow, Sean McVay is going to join the show at 12:30. So pretty cool couple of events that we're going to be giving away. And the Laker tickets we're giving away is against the Utah Jazz on Monday. So
good
some
game.
Great stuff coming up here for the rest of the week.
So are you into Monday Night Football as a playoff game? Do you like? I really dig it. Because last year we got the 7 playoff teams, right? So we had wild card weekend with 6 games, 3 Saturday, 3 Sunday, and it's football all weekend, all day. This one, 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday. I love the addition of a Monday night game. I think it's awesome.
So I think it's – let's put it this way. If it's like it is during the regular season, that's the day I'm not looking for – I look forward to the Thursday – the Saturday and the Sunday before I look forward to the Monday. Now, to have a Monday night game on, now this is going to be a little different because, again, I'm going to be you know, Lakers are playing. How does this happen, by the way?
Do you not have Adam Silver's number or something? Can you call
this
him
one to me?
Reshuffle the schedule?
Real quick. Do you know of any, all the years that you were doing pre and post and all that stuff, Lakers play Sundays. That's when they
almost
play
every
Sundays.
Sunday.
Almost every single Sunday.
Yep.
They're not playing this Sunday. The Rams are playing on Monday. The Lakers happen to play on Monday. I'm just kind of, when I saw the schedule come out, I was like, how great is this? Now, don't get me wrong. It's also going to be nice to just kick back on Sunday and watch these three NFL games. But to answer your question, it's because the Rams are on Monday against the Cardinals that it makes that Monday night game very interesting. But I think naturally Monday is the game that I look forward to least compared to those other days.
You know that the Saturday, the first game on Saturday is the one that the NFL deems the least important. That's the one that the NFL that's the booby prize, right? You do not want that. That means that's traditionally the Bengals or the Houston Texans. Well, this year it's the Bengals again. They're batting leadoff. We've never had the cleanup
hitter on Monday.
But a Saturday
afternoon to just have games on, I love.
Golf. There's hiking. There's so many other things.
That's
and then
fun.
Sunday's for football. Monday nights for football. I'm going to.
You guys know what I'm excited about?
What do you got?
I'm excited for the last Manning cast. We're at the Manning cast for the Rams Cardinals game. I think it'll be really interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. I will be at the game, but I would watch that one to see who randomly shows up.
Here's one. This is from, where'd it go here? Okay, this is from Big E. Wow. Taylor is a fan of the Sacramento Kings. Is he a Lion fan too? Cubs? Cubs get a special dispensation because the Cubs play in a really cool ballpark in a really cool city, and I'm okay if you're a Cubs fan.
That really, really good fan base. Yep.
Yeah, and a huge long. So the Kings are just like the most nondescript, uninteresting. Other than a brief moment in the early 2000s, they've not been very good for almost their entire existence, and yet. Taylor is a fan. We just took a call from another fan, and Al, you said, well, that's okay. They got to stay with their teams, right?
Yep.
I think we should have, and hopefully people have never had to do this in their life, but I have a feeling a lot of us probably have, an intervention, right? That I think there needs to be a sports intervention where we get Taylor in a room and say, listen, we're here because we love you. We're here because we're worried about you. We're here because we think you're doing something that is not in your own best interest, and we want to help you find a better way. Your Sacramento Kings fandom is killing you. It's tearing our family and our friend group apart. You really need to get rid of this. We really need you to find a way. And we're not saying you have to do it my way. You don't have to be a Laker fan. You don't have to be a Warrior fan or a Boston Celtics fan or a Brooklyn Nets fan. You can pick one, but the Sacramento Kings are the very worst possible team you could be a fan of. We want you to go into treatment. We want you to find a way to live your life more healthy. We want you to be in a much better place mentally.
You know what I would be doing?
We need you to kick the Sacramento Kings.
I can't.
You know what I'd be doing if I was at that intervention? I would say, hey, come outside. Let's grab a beer. Let's have a cigarette. Don't worry about it. You're fine. If I was going to throw out another team that's kind of in a similar situation, I almost like I put these two franchises together, the Phoenix Suns. Like it's like basically the same franchise.
But right
the
now,
the Suns and the Kings.
I'd be accused of being a bandwagoner.
Well, no. But this is a point I was going
to
make.
Wait. I wanted some clarity. You think he should go to the Suns?
No.
Or you?
No. What I'm saying is that if 5 years ago I would have told you like the Suns and the Kings are kind of the same thing. Right, like they,
okay.
For the most part.
But that's not really true, is it?
It is. I mean,
the Suns have been to the finals a few times. The Suns have had some Hall of Fame players go through there. They've had MVPs.
Steve Nash, Amari.
So, yeah,
right. But Sacramento has had a little bit of that as well, and they've
they haven't
also
had any of those things.
What do you mean?
They haven't gone to the finals. They haven't had any MVPs.
They haven't had any
of those things.
They had really, really good teams. Like they were going toe to toe. With the Lakers, with Kobe and Shaq, and went seven games. Like the era that he got excited about was the right era to get excited about.
I thought that was going
to
last forever. I thought it was just going to keep going and getting better.
Telling
from there.
You, Doug Christie's the next big thing in this league.
Bobby Jackson.
But the Suns kind of. I know what you're saying. You're saying that you had Nash. There were other guys that have played for that team. The Charles Barkley days. They went to the NBA Finals. The Dan Marleys. The Kevin.
Even
Johnsons.
Before then, in the 70s, they went to the finals. Like the Suns have had a few moments where they were good teams.
The point is that it could turn around. And it might take 10, 15 years.
Maybe the Bobcats slash Hornets.
The last thing you want to do, Taylor, is jump off. And then all of a sudden, a couple years down the road, they draft a Devin Booker type of player, and then things start to turn around.
Another Luka comes around.
I got to say, Phoenix is a cooler place than Sacramento, in my opinion, as well.
Yeah, so, that's a whole nother part of it. What did Phil Jackson, Cowtown? I think that's what he said back in
the day.
They
started bringing the cowbells.
Kind of rude, Phil, for being quite honest. Yeah. But, Taylor, did my heart-to-heart help at all? Are you thinking about trying to get straight?
I'm a diehard. Unless they disband as an organization and just drop out of the NBA completely, I've got to stick with them.
Stay with them, bro.
The first one doesn't always take. I'm gonna keep working on you. I care about you too much to let you live your life like this. It's just
What kind of beer you want?
I can't have my friends, my colleagues.
Give me a bottle of wine.
Perfect.
I did.
Perfect. Factor Cap coming up next. Slee, get your tight pants and your Peloton gear ready because that's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, guys. I think I've slightly recovered from my moldy, gross milk from this morning.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm glad you're doing better than me.
I'm still here.
How did you guys both do that on the same morning?
So it's funny how special. Before you had gotten on the Zoom, I said to Emily, I said, I want to start a story with how I ruined my day today. And she goes, well, it can't be as bad as mine. I just put spoiled milk in my coffee. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
It's exactly what just happened to me.
We're the same person. It's fine. All right. So as everyone's super sad about Mandy's are getting postponed, but it also means that we were, you know, going to be fresh in the flesh. We're going to talk to people, doing some small talk. But you are bad at small talk. Travis, this is Factor Cap.
Cap, I'm great at small talk. I really am. I feel like I can drop into any place, anytime, anywhere. And if you just need me to chit-chat with you for 10 or 15 minutes about the weather or the teams or the freeways or restaurants or whatever it is you want to talk about, as long as it's not something super, super specific, I can chop it up with anybody for as long as you want. I don't love to do it, but I actually am pretty darn good at it. I can chit-chat with the best of them.
I'm okay at it. I think I have to be – got to be interested in the conversation. That's what hurts me. It's like if – I don't know, Trav, if I'm not going anywhere in the conversation, I'm now looking for exit routes, right? It's like you're on the freeway and you're
so
like, all right, there's some traffic coming up here ahead of me. I'm going to exit here, take some side roads, and then we'll figure out a way to get back to the house. I need something. You know, how long can you just said 10 or 15 minutes?
Oh, sure.
Can you imagine small talking 10 or 15 minutes about things that are just let's just say you're more gifted than I am at that.
OK, so here's what it is.
OK, you'll
be very good at it. That when you have to do it, you're gonna be very good at it because I have experienced a handful of things that you have not had to do yet. And that includes back to school night. That includes Little League parent. That includes all of these things where you're stuck. You're stuck there, right?
Yeah.
You can't leave.
You can't exit. The exit's not for 2 miles.
You're on that stretch from San Onofre to Camp Pendleton. There's no way off. right? You're stuck on that stretch of road, and you're there for the duration. You're going to have to learn to do 15 or 20 minutes on, hey, did you see? Hey, I, you know what? Did you know that it's the 23rd anniversary of The Sopranos? And just start chopping it up about anything and everything, because there is nowhere to go. You can just say, ooh, you know what? I got to go. And you can just dip out real quick. But
right.
I haven't had that opportunity yet.
All right, up next, we were talking a little bit about this in the break, you know, difference between male haircuts and female haircuts. But if you got a bad haircut, you do not tell the person who cut your hair. Alan, this is Factor Cap.
Huh? Whatever. What are we talking about?
We
talking haircuts here? Okay, let me say this.
You have
this.
To go into your memory banks, Al.
Yeah. Let me say this. Before COVID started, look, you're still going to it. You still got to go to a barbershop. I think I went more to a barbershop when I don't have hair than when I did have hair, because it's not coming out even. You know, you got to, okay, well, I got to clean up the sides, blah, blah, blah. So this is before COVID. Since COVID, you do everything at home now, and that hasn't stopped for me. So you get a mirror, you know, John Chin, who runs basically, we've talked about him before on the show, runs 37 miles a weekend.
He's a cyborg.
Yeah, he runs 37 miles a weekend while you and I think about, well, if we drive 10 miles, we're winded. So he used to tell me, he's like, oh, twice a week, I'd always, you know, he's got the mirror, holding the mirror in one hand. He's got the, I use, you know, one of those electric razors, whatever the case is. And then you got another mirror. So since COVID, I have not gone to a barbershop, and I don't think I'm going back. Like, that's it.
You can criticize yourself. I give myself a terrible haircut. Look at this. I completely left the left side.
There is 100% been times where my girl will be like, what's going on in the back of your head? I'm like, what are you talking about? You forgot. Like, there's a patch of hair.
Do you call her in? Like, hey, clean this up for me.
No. No, I'm good now. I got it. Got it down.
Oh, you got the tools?
Got the equipment. Went to Home Depot.
Hey, look, that's how you do it, right? It's not that you don't know how to do it. It's that you don't have the right equipment. You don't have the right tools. No, I've never told anybody I got a bad haircut. First of all, my haircut, I think a four-year-old could do it. It's not super complicated. Cut it short on the sides. Leave it pretty short on the top, and if it's a little too short, that's fine. If it's a little too long, that's fine. I'm going to tip you the same amount. We're going to keep moving. No, my haircut is the easiest thing in the world, so I haven't gotten a bad. But like, if you cut off a piece of my ear with the scissors, I'd probably mention something. Like, if you clip me like that, but if you got a little uneven sideburn action, I don't think I'm going to call you out for it. I can live with it.
But by the way, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, that's okay to, you know, tell somebody back in the days when there was some hair. Hey, it's uneven. Like, look at it. I don't know if you were tilted, if you had your head tilted, but
you
look,
drunk?
This sideburn is 3 inches longer than this one. Like, you just got to tell them, and then they'll, oh, okay, yeah, let me adjust it.
Have you
entered
the point in your life, and I don't know if this is this is definitely not a lady thing, because you guys do this on your own all the time or go to get this done. Have you entered the point in your life, Al, where you have to ask the barber to clean up the eyebrows? Is that a regular part of your routine? Because I've gotten to
just ask Mace.
Can you trim this bush that I have above my eye? Because this thing's getting a little unruly.
Yes, to answer your question.
It's
yes.
Bad. I didn't like that day. Yeah. I didn't like the day where the eyebrow became a part of my regular.
Have you guys ever had to have it waxed?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to say that is an unpleasant experience, but it gets easier as it goes on. You should not see
it.
Me the day after getting my face waxed.
You guys
waxed.
Got it much tougher than we do.
My daughter comes back from one of those places. It looks like somebody punched her in both eyes. It's like,
yeah.
what is
it
going
looks like
on?
Either you've been crying or your whole face has been burned off.
Yes,
both are probably
exactly
true.
Right.
So anyway, this is from when I went to the Laker game on Sunday.
Okay.
I think that stadium chairs should be bigger. Travis, this is Factor Cap.
Well, I'm going to get specific with you, Emily. I don't think they need to be bigger, so I think that's Cap. I think what they need to be is deeper, if that's a thing. Taylor is a tall man. Taylor, he's taller than I am. I'm tall. I don't need, like, I'm not the skinniest guy in the world, but I can fit in a stadium seat. I can get my butt in between the two armrests. I'm fine. But my knees are basically in your neck. Right. If I'm sitting behind you, my knees are going to be smashed up against the back of your seat. It's a bad. It's as bad of a ride for you as it is for me if you're sitting in front of me. So I need them to be a little deeper as opposed to a little bit wider. But the width of it, at least as we sit here on January 12th, I'm still okay with. Maybe I'll have to check in later.
Look, do I wish my dad was 6'4"? Yeah, I do. I wish back in the days, you know, 6'4", 6'5", somewhere around there. That wasn't the case. So I'm okay with the size of the seat. We're good. Lengthwise, we're good. Width-wise, we're good. I feel like I got enough space. I think all this stuff is a little bit different now because of, you know, COVID. Who would have ever thought, like, wait a minute here. I'm packed in a – remember when we were just getting back – this was actually – just used this a year ago. Remember when they just started going back to the arenas? Just started going back, whatever that was, a year ago or so.
Limited capacity.
Limited capacity. So the NBA was doing you know, I think they started – it was like 1,500 fans. And then it was 2,500. And then it was up to 6,000. MLB was like, yep, 45,000, here you go. I was like, what? We're already ready for that?
Outside.
Yeah, I know. But it was just kind of happened quick. I think the – for me and my non-6'4" frame, I'm okay.
I was at the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, and you know there were 89,000 people in the Rose Bowl, yeah, or whatever it was. And it was, there was a moment I'm like, so it's just over? We're all good? All right, cool. Let's party. Let's make this thing happen. There are moments.
And then every notification that you got was from Shams or Woj saying another player in health and safety protocols.
Pretty much, pretty much.
I think my main beef, though, is that, you know, the elbow space. I feel like I'm always hitting someone. My beer sloshes on someone. That's, yeah. I need a little space between me and the person next to me, regardless
of who they are. This is just an idea. You know, they have for, and this will never happen because you're maximizing your profits, put as many seats in as possible. How cool is when you go to, like, iPick? You go to one of those movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you got, and these
huge, like, loungers. Boy.
You got the seats coming out. Why? By the way, why don't they have a little section of that, like, really, really high price seats?
I want to say, Al, that they do at Yankee Stadium. I could be wrong. Maybe, but I think
it's a sponsorship. Like, I think in San Diego, there's this, like, Jerome's
furniture.
Jerome's Lazy Boy. Yeah. Like, it's one of those. I want to say it's something like that. But have, if you had a row of those, or maybe 10 of those seats, and you pay whatever, but it's almost like that iPick experience where the seat is laying back, you hit a button, somebody comes up, throw a couple of those in there.
Local Lazy Boy retailers here in the Los Angeles area. Travis Lee would like to be in business with you. Hook us up with a couple of those chairs, and we will do the show from them. That is a great idea, Al. We'll
fall asleep in the third hour.
All right, one last one, guys. You would do Peloton if someone else bought the bike for you. Travis, is this fact or cap?
Fact. Done. Who's paying? Because those are
expensive.
They're very expensive. And the subscription to get the service is very expensive. That being said, I have yet to run into anybody that actually has one of those that doesn't love it. So, I need some sort of cardio in my life that grabs me, that connects with me, that makes me want to continue. Because occasionally I'll get on a little running kick. I'll sign up for a 10K or a Ragnar or one of those things. And I get in running and I like it. And then I very quickly fall off after the event is done. I don't know if the same thing would be for Peloton, but I would love to try it. So, yeah, if anybody wants to send me one, I'm all in and pay for the subscription. Or you can just give me your address and I'll come over and ride yours every morning. Either one is fine.
Bro, those things kill it. Like, yeah, just kind of think about that for a second. When I say kill it, I'm talking about how it feels like there are a lot of people that have the monthly subscription. Can you and I stop being idiots and come up with something that we can just have a retainer on a monthly basis? Because the Peloton is such a great example. It's like, okay, hey, you don't have to go to a gym. There are people within the community that are doing it with you. And here are your classes that you're doing, but you get to do it from home. And, oh, by the way, make sure that money is in the mail every single
not even in the mail.
Month.
I've already got your credit card number. I'm taking it out of your account. And it's small enough that you never actually notice it. You just, it's $5, $10, whatever it is. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's pretty good.
You're
pretty good right there.
I think Sean McVay is an Alan Sliwa fan. I'll tell you what I mean next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Much more important, Morales, than if a hoagie was tossed low. I'm going to do that thing, Al, where you see OBJ do this a lot. Like a ball is a little underthrown. They dive, and as they catch it, they kind of roll over to protect the ball from hitting the turf.
Yep.
If that hoagie's going to hit the parking lot at SoFi, I'm getting underneath that thing.
You
for sure.
Sweep your feet under you, the whole thing. No, I could see you protecting that.
Speaking of,
yeah.
805 Raider on Twitter says, did Travis just ask for a Lazy Boy sponsorship and then immediately ask for a free Peloton last segment? Pick a lane, my man. But no.
That's awesome.
Look,
that's a good point. Do the Peloton
both.
First.
Yes.
Get that workout in.
Yes.
And then kick back and sit on that Lazy Boy.
You're right. I would choose to do the other one. I'd choose to eat the sandwich first or sit in the Lazy Boy first and then decide if I want to get on the Peloton later, because I just feel like that would be a more normal rotation for me. But, yeah, I'm an enigma. I'm hard to figure out. I'm hard to pin down on what it is that I like. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support vets with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping vets in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. I have given you, Alan Sliwa, about an hour and 55 minutes or so to wish your boy Jeff Bezos a happy birthday, and you haven't taken advantage of it. Why? What's up?
How do I describe this guy? Did you see his the New Year's photo that he posted? Did we talk about this already? Emily,
did you see
that New Year photo that he posted?
No.
I did see it. I saw some people talk about it.
He got slammed for it. He didn't get slammed for anything, but it was just like, who is this guy?
What was it?
Type in Jeff Bezos New Year's photo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the guy rubs people the wrong way, and nobody's questioning how successful he is. I know I joke around. I'm like, this guy wants to get into the he wants to get into the space business, like as if that's a, you know, like you own a coffee shop or a automotive repair store or something like that. He just kind of rubs people the wrong way.
He's wearing the tightest pants in the history of the world in this photo.
I just sent you one, Al. Is that the one? Oh, you sent it to me? All right. Let me see. I just sent one to you guys. I haven't gotten whatever you sent me. I don't know. He looks like he's having a good day. He's got a beautiful girlfriend on his arm.
He looks like Jeff, a pimp.
He looks like he's enjoying his best life. I'm kind of jealous.
What are we doing, bro?
Wearing the heart glasses.
I'm going to get a pair of those.
It makes me not want to watch Prime anymore. Okay. It makes me not want to order anything through Amazon anymore. Just can we? You know what's funny? I'm going to say this, and the answer, I already know the answer. You know how sometimes you just use, can we just be normal?
That's long gone. I got bad news, my friend.
No, listen, Trav, how is he supposed to be normal? Like, when you're worth that much money, I don't think you can be normal. Like, I think as easy as it is for me to say, just be normal, just be like everyone, how? How when you're worth $200 billion?
I have one suggestion. Travis, I would like you to wear this outfit and pull it off. The one that we're talking about with Jeff Bezos. I want you to wear the shirt.
I'll give it a shot.
Pants,
$200 billion. $188 billion. I want the guy to be normal.
I don't know if they make that shirt in my size, but I'd give it a shot. I'm happy to do it.
Don't button it.
Right. You can't.
There it is.
Yeah, okay.
Problem
do I get solved. Can I okay. I will go unbuttoned. Do I get to wear a t-shirt underneath it, or do I got
to
go skin?
No, you have to be Jeff Bezos. You have to look exactly like Jeff Bezos and try to pull off this outfit.
Actually,
because you justify that it wasn't that weird.
I'm going to go the other way. You should wear a turtleneck under it. You should wear just Much clothing.
Put it to you this way. What I got going on underneath my shirt looks a lot like a turtleneck. So I don't think it'd be a huge difference.
Gross.
I think I'd be looking pretty good. But you answered your own question, I think, Al. Yeah, I want to set the table for you.
Yep.
Okay? There's nothing you can't buy.
Yep.
Literally nothing. You want to build a rocket to fly to outer space? You can do it.
Yep.
There's no one that can tell you no.
Yep.
Go ahead and be normal.
Good luck. In the world orders off your website every 35 minutes.
And you changed the world. The world before you and the world after you.
How come I don't feel the same way about Musk? Elon Musk is as successful as possible. He doesn't bother me.
You don't think Elon Musk is weird? Have you ever seen or heard Elon Musk talk?
I've done all of that. And he doesn't bother me nearly as much.
Okay, that's not what I asked you. I didn't ask if he bothers you. You don't find Elon Musk a little peculiar?
He's weird, but not in an annoying way. Like, ooh. I admire him more than Bezos.
No, I get that. Same exact guy, right? I mean, they changed the world. You know, arguably for the better, arguably for the worse. It's, I don't know.
What does that number mean? $188 billion.
Doesn't mean anything.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
You know what that is? Those are Wilt Chamberlain stats. Those are the Wilt stats that Michael always just says they don't make sense.
I don't know what the number is, Al, but I know that $188 billion is above it. But there is a number where everything just stops being real. That it's just whatever I want, I can do. I can buy and sell anything I want. I can create anything I want. I've changed the world. By the way, I would imagine that your ego is probably fairly healthy if you invent and design something that changed the history of humankind. I would think that that's probably, like, if you're Thomas Edison, you're probably walking around like, look at these guys. They couldn't even invent the light bulb, chumps. And if you're Henry Ford, and you're walking around like, I am the guy that brought the automobile to the entire universe, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. If you're Bill Gates, if you're Jeff Bezos, you know what people used to do before me? They used to have to go to a place and buy their things. Now they're just on their front door the next day. You're probably feeling pretty good about
yourself.
Yeah,
you're not going to be normal. some of the photo. We'll leave it alone.
Now, will tell you why the head coach of the Rams, who's going to join us tomorrow, by the way, at the hour of 12:30, is a big Alan Sliwa guy. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.